Well, last week, the area around Syracuse saw returning Democrat Congressman Dan Maffei sworn in and incumbent Republican Anne-Marie Burkle leave office. WRVO's Catherine Loper spoke with Burkle about the ups and downs of her time in Washington.
When Congresswoman Anne-Marie Burkle returned from the nation's capital to Syracuse in the wee hours of Thursday morning, she left behind many things: a grueling election ending in a recount, one term in Congress, an expensive and bitter second campaign in a newly drawn district, and a defeat that did not end until days after election night. But throughout it all, she says, she stood by her principles.
I really don't have any regrets. I mean, hindsight is always easy and to look back, but I really don't.
Burkle says the 2 years she spent in Congress felt like it went by very quickly. But what she is most proud of is how accessible and responsive to the community she and her staff tried to be, which she identified early on as her number one goal.
And we were very engaged in the community, whether it was town halls or mobile town hall units or community events or meetings. We just were really embedded in the community and got to know this community very well.
Burkle believes one of her biggest accomplishments is the work she did as chairwoman of the House Veterans Affairs Subcommittee on Health.
Raising awareness of the issues and the obstacles that our veterans face when they leave active duty. And that's something that this country really has got to do a better job with.
Proud is a word Burkle uses often when describing her time in office, but as far as campaigning goes, misrepresented is how she feels her political opponents treated her.
Oh, I was targeted from day one. There was just disbelief that I had won the seat to begin with. But so I've been targeted. And I believe that the whole campaign was to paint me as an extremist.
The 2012 election for the 24th Congressional District will go down as the most expensive campaign in Central New York history. But what some of her constituents may not remember is that Burkle also made history as the first woman elected to the House of Representatives from the Syracuse area.
Oh, it was really, and I've said this, such an honor to be the congresswoman from this area and the first female. I really believe that women bring a different perspective and bring a perspective where they're better problem solvers. They're not so ego-driven as some of the men folk are, and really could really begin to address some of these problems.
Burkle was consistently rated by independent watchers as one of the most conservative members of Congress. She was one of the majority of Republicans in the House who voted against last week's legislation to avoid the so-called fiscal cliff, which she says stuck by her principles of lower taxes and less government. And she's passionate that the current atmosphere in Washington is not good for the country.
That we go from one crisis to another is reprehensible, and it's just not a good way to govern this country. And that just seems to be the mood down there.
But despite that assessment of the politics of the moment, she says she does leave the door open to entering the political realm again.
I'm looking forward to spending time here in upstate, getting back involved with some of my charities that I've worked for and worked with, a little more time with the family. And I will consider all of the options, and certainly running again is one of those options.
Right now, however, she said she simply wants to thank the residents of her district, whether they voted for her or not.
I just considered it one of the greatest honors of my life to be in Congress. I'm so sad that I lost this race, and I'm disappointed, of course, but it doesn't change who I am. I just consider myself so fortunate to have had the last 2 years in that experience. I just loved the job, loved the people, loved what we were able to do, and I will miss it very, very much.
For WRVO News, I'm Catherine Loper.